Okay, here we go from Commodity Classic from the Farmers Business Network booth. Ronnie Blackley joins us today from Houston at the Commodity Classic, and we're at the big booth here for the Farmers Business Network. And what exactly is that, Ronnie?
Farmers Business Network is a network of farmers. It's really an opportunity for farmers to improve their bottom line, and we do that multiple ways, whether that's through selling of crop protection, seed products. We've got a sustainability group. We also offer great financing offers, whether that's input loans, operating loans, land and equipment loans. Really, really trying to give power back to the farmer.
So how long has the business been around? And tell us about your territory, because you cover a big old chunk.
Yeah, so I'm the regional director for the South. And that territory runs from far west as New Mexico all the way east to Virginia and the Carolinas, Kentucky, southern Iowa, south. So spent a lot of time on the road, a lot of time getting out and seeing farmers from across the country. FBN's been around now for a little over, not quite 10 years, but we continue to grow, continue to look at new opportunities. And again, getting that value back to the farmer and putting some decision-making in their hands.
What's maybe the biggest misconception of this business? Because when you look at it, you almost think it's something else.
Right. Well, that's the thing, right? We do so much that people will know us from all different aspects. Some folks only have financing with us. Some folks only are familiar with our seed business or our crop protection business. But we do an awful lot, and that's what we're still developing and getting familiarity with our farmers and then with us. It's continuing to grow.
So tell us about a day in your life. What do you have to do?
Oh, a day in my life, it's always something. Right now we're planting in the southern part of my territory. So in some cases we're wrapped up, even in South Texas on corn planting. And right now we're really, really busy in the Mississippi Delta getting ready for planting. And of course, the further north you go, it gets still a little cooler, but we've got some land being prepped. So that's, this time of year, it's really about that and getting those crop protection inputs secured. But my job this time of year, a lot of trade shows. We're at one today, it varies throughout the year. It's typical agriculture. It's
like, never boring, right?
That is absolutely right, which is what I love about it. I love the diversity of what we do. I love our mission and our vision. And really, really just enjoy the people. That's the biggest thing.
So who started this business? Tell us how this whole thing got started.
Well, sit down. Yeah. Sorry, started. It started several years ago, again with a vision of how do we provide for farmers. And typically, our farmer base is your small to mid-sized farms. How are we getting them the opportunity to compete? That was the vision and the mission early on, and still the vision and the mission today. It's really supporting those family farms.
So did it start with like one person, or how did the whole thing get going?
There were several. There was a small group of people. Yeah, it was a very small group of people that just had a vision and really built it from scratch. Where, and we've built in. It really started as a data company, has since built into offering crop protection, has since built into offering everything that we just talked about earlier with the financing opportunities, the sustainability wing of the business. We are looking for how can we help the farmer. And every year, we survey our farmer base and ask them, where are you having issues? What can we do to support? And every year we look at that information and we evaluate, where are the pain points? How can we support? How can we help? And that's how the business has grown.
So what are you hearing from farmers in your territory then?
As far as their pain points?
Well, about the weather, the markets, everything that affects them every day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Weather's always an issue. This winter has been extremely crazy with hot snaps, cold snaps, even in December and January. So it's been a little confusing that we've heard a lot about that. falling commodity prices is always a challenge too. Hearing a lot about that and understanding, you know, hey, from our crop marketing side, what kind of insights can we give to the farmers to understand where the markets are headed? And so that's kind of what's on folks' minds now. Obviously, with planting happening, it's go time, so they're worried about crop production products and availability of that. So we're still, you know, it varies day to day.
How about the interest rates? How's that affecting you guys? Because we've had, you know, we've had swings there too over the last 24 months.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we're really, really proud to offer right now. We've got 0% offering for both returning and new customers. And so we've got some really good programs for that right now. And that's been a really, really positive impact on several of our customers, like I said, both returning and new. So we're at 0% right now. The days are winding down for that to lock that in, but it is available.
So you told me earlier you have a rep down in Morton, Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a community builder down in that part of Texas. We've got several community builders throughout the state of Texas. And community builders work really, really closely with us. They are your frontline face of FBN in the countryside. So we've got several in the state of Texas. They're kind of scattered about, and we've got distribution in Texas as well.
Hey, how's the let's sneak over here because we got a guy talking now. How has the turnout been here at the Commodity Classic for you guys?
It's been really good. We, traffic yesterday, I think the show started at 3 yesterday, so it was a little light yesterday as people were getting into town. Today's been really, really spectacular. Been a lot of traffic coming through, a lot of people coming into the booth and seeing what we're doing and what we're offering, and people are becoming more and more familiar with FBN.
So you guys are going to be probably heading to Denver next time, right? Commodity Classic for next year?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll have it on the calendar. We're at several shows. Commodity is one of our staples. We'll be there for the foreseeable future.
What about in the summertime? Do you guys do like a state fair circuit or anything?
We do, and that varies, you know, depending on region and everything. But we do quite a bit of shows during the summer, for sure.
If anybody has any questions about Farmers Business Network, how's the easiest for these guys to get a hold of you guys?
Oh, the easiest thing to do is go to our website. We've got a ton of information on our website. Everything that we just talked about is on our website and more. I've failed to mention several things that we do, but that's the best place for us, and you'll be able to find all our contact information, including local contacts for your area.
So what is the website?
It's farmersbusinessnetwork.com.
I thought it was probably pretty easy. So what's the contact in Morton if somebody wants to call the lady there?
Her name is Redley Silhan, and I will have to get you her contact.
Well, you can still go to the website and find that.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, appreciate the time here in Houston. Enjoy your stay, and say hi to all the farmers coming by.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Thanks for everybody coming by and stopping by to see what we're about.